Here's Eric listening in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's up?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I really encourage people to give to Issues, et cetera, as it's the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the world, I'd say, on the media.
Issues, etc. is listener-supported, and you can support the flagship of confessional liturgical Lutheranism in the media by making a secure online donation at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Well, Friday kind of crept up on me. I think it was last night I finally realized that Friday was going to arrive the next day. With Friday here on Issues Etc., as often as we can, we like to play a little game with our listeners to end off the broadcast week. It kind of is a review of the last week of Issues Etc. We call it Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We listen intently to the good things that our listeners and our guests have to say in the course of the week. And then sometimes something jumps out at us, and when it does, we make a note and go back and get it, and we make it a soundbite. We got four soundbites to play for you from this last week's Issues Etc. week of broadcast. We're going to play them for you. All you've got to do is listen, and then after you've heard the four soundbites, we want to hear from you. We want you to vote, and your vote will determine which one will be picked as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your reasons for picking it might be that you disagree or agree, find it remarkable for any reason, want to listen to it again, never want to hear it ever again in your lives. All those are good reasons to pick a soundbite as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We got these four soundbites, our call-in number if you want to vote, and those who call in their votes get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us your vote via email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. You can send us a tweet with your vote, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, and we've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Include why you are voting for the one you're voting for and your city and state. That helps us out here. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org or Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Oh, by the way, you can also get the LPR bundle package. The listener with the best vote gets that. It's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the notepad and the mouse pad as well. Soundbite number one this week comes from Mark Hemingway answering the question, is knowledge never dangerous to children?
This is something that Lauren Miracle said. She's, you know, knowledge never hurts as a defense of against people who don't like the material presented in her books. And the reality is that's just risible. I mean, it's this fuzzy postmodern sentiment, you know, that intentions matter more than outcomes. You know, it's just not true. I mean, knowledge does hurt. You know, if I give Al-Qaeda the plans to make an atomic bomb, that would end up hurting a lot of people. But, you know, that may be an extreme example, but it's also true, you know, that anyone out there listening who's a parent knows that you have to make a determination every day about how much you tell your children about the difficult and explicit and tragic aspects of life, you know, and you make those decisions relative to the kids' need to know and their relative maturity level. And so every day you're making decisions about what knowledge to give and to not give your children as they grow older. And it should be no different in terms of books or other forms of entertainment. You know, the same thing applies here.
That soundbite number one, Mark Hemingway, is knowledge never dangerous to children? If you'd like it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, March the 21st, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Danny Faulkner. We were talking about the Big Bang Theory and the latest discoveries there. Here's a description of how he has seen the Big Bang Theory change over time.
I've seen over the past three decades a tremendous amount of alteration made to the model. Not only do they have inflation thrown in, but you have dark matter that's now being invoked. It wasn't invoked 30 years ago. You have dark energy that they've been talking about now for about 15 years, a very idea that was verboten for years. And you've thrown in String theory, it's another one. That's a theoretical idea in particle physics, and there's no evidence for it either, but yet it's invoked in the early Big Bang model. There are several other factors thrown in, and none of these things were even talked about in cosmological models, say, in 1980. The Big Bang of today bears almost no resemblance to the model of 1980, so they keep adding all sorts of things. It kind of reminds me of the old Ptolemaic model with all these epicycles used to explain the positions of the planets. You can make it work, but, you know, is it reality? And I'm beginning to see a parallel here. They just keep adding things and adding things. It's very ad hoc. It's all these rescuing devices to keep the model going.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Danny Faulkner, how the Big Bang Theory has changed. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, our Old Testament guy that we have on every week. Here he is talking about the evangelical version today of God's presence.
This is the whole temptation of the devil, is to say, is Yahweh really present in your midst? Is he really there? Do you feel the presence? And that's the temptation that American cultural Christianity has fallen into, is they try to artificially induce the feeling of the presence of God rather than hearing his word and his promise that he is in our midst, and then he gives to us visible, tangible means. So he says, this bread is my body. This blood in this wine that you're drinking, it's for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And so he's promising to us that he is bodily present with us for our benefit, but he gives to us a visible, tangible means to receive it.
That's Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer on the evangelical version of God's presence and the biblical version of God's presence. Should that soundbite be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Your vote and your vote alone will decide. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, and include your city and state. talkback@issuesetc.org. Same goes for our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Call, email, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote, because here is the last soundbite for your consideration, soundbite number four. It comes from Pastor David Peterson. Here's his description of the defeated devil.
Well, the most important passage is this Genesis 3:15, and his head is crushed. He wounds the Christ, but he does not win, and ultimately the devil is spent. I like to think of the tempter being tempted. He knows the passages. He knows what the death of Jesus means at some level intellectually. But when he gets a chance to kill God, he can't resist. And he spends everything he has, shoots every arrow, and he is exhausted and dead at the end of it. And Jesus rises up, the victor, the stronger man.
Those are our four sound bites. Which one of them should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? This break is a fantastic time to call, to email, or to visit our Facebook fan page and register your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So give us a call during this break and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 21st. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskuta, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues, Etc. around the world? India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
I'm Todd Wilkin. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, the 21st of March. It's time for you to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've played our four soundbites for you. That's the part where you listen. Now is the part where you give us a call, send us an email, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your votes and your votes alone decide which one will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package. And that's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. The only way to get them is to either come by here personally as a visitor to the LPR studios or to have the best vote when you play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to go to the top of the list, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can vote via email as well. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space there for you with the four shining faces of our candidates for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Mark Hemingway? Is knowledge never dangerous to children? Should it be soundbite number two, Dr. Danny Faulkner, on how the Big Bang Theory has, well, evolved over time? Should it be soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, the evangelical version of God's presence as opposed to the biblical version of God's presence? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson, on the defeated devil? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Our email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Scott is listening in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Scott says, my vote for soundbite of the week is soundbite number three from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, the evangelical version of God's presence. He says, so much of contemporary Christian practice has been twisted into a pursuit of emotionalism that ends up obscuring our view of Christ and of the cross. Our Lord comes to us consistently and steadfastly in word and sacrament. That constitutes an infinitely more reliable and tangible encounter with the risen Christ than any emotional experience. Great point, by the way. Especially the counterfeit emotionalism that seems to be so prevalent in some evangelical circles. He says, thank you, Issues Etc., for the consistent excellence of your broadcasts and guests. Well, the pleasure is all ours. And Scott, thank you for listening in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Lisa is listening in Insanti, Minnesota. I hope I got your town right there. Insanti, Minnesota. My favorite soundbite is soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on the defeated devil. Lisa says this, the soundbite addresses a question I have recently pondered I've wondered why Satan would continue his attempt to kill God, knowing from the near beginning what his demise would be. Does he somehow think he is still has a, some sort of shot at overthrowing God? But God, in all his wisdom and power and glory, comes to us as a man. And as Pastor Peterson says, he tempts the tempter, and Satan cannot resist the opportunity. It shows that Satan is not God, nor does he have the strength or power to defeat God. He surely knows now that the end is near. You are quite right, and thanks for listening in Minnesota, Lisa. Karen listens in Riverton, Wyoming, way over on the other side of the country. Karen says, my vote is for soundbite number 4, Pastor David Peterson on the defeated devil. Karen says, it is so epic. It is so true. But the way he describes it is a way that makes a common verse like Genesis 3:15 sound really exciting. Well, it is exciting, Karen. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening out in Wyoming. Staying out on the western side of the country, in Longmont, Colorado, we've got David voting for, let's see, he says, I wasn't going to vote, but the truth of Pastor Peterson's comment about the devil being unable to stop himself from killing God struck home. That's how evil is. It's so hostile to God that it will destroy anyone and anything and itself to kill God. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Colorado, talking there a little bit about the irrationality of sin, the irrationality even of the devil. Very good. When you live by lies, you die by lies too, don't you? Deborah in San Jose, California says, hello, I'm voting for soundbite number 3, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, with the evangelical version of God's presence. She says, I have gone to evangelical churches for over 20 years, and the Lutheran way of doing things is very new to me. I have learned that though I have loved learning and reading the Bible, it is only recently that I started studying theology and why I believe what I believe. I have been guilty of looking for feelings of God's presence, so I'm also interested in learning about the means of grace. Well, keep listening in San Jose, California, Deborah, and hopefully we will help you out with that. And thank you very much for listening out there. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, March the 21st. Our call-in number for your votes, and if you vote via the phone, you get to go first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org, talk back at issuesetc.org, or go over to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and we have left space there right there for you to leave your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll get it on the air in the next few minutes here, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a great little book. It's simple. It's no nonsense. It is straight to the point about God's gift of marriage. It's called Your Marriage by God's Design by Scott and Julie Stiegelmeyer, who are guests here on the program. You can find out more about this fantastic primer on God's gift of marriage at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House. This would make a great Bible study or a great guide for premarital counseling. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Cheryl's on the line. Cheryl, welcome to Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Thank you. I am voting for number 2, Dr. Dan Faulkner's, the attempts to rescue the Big Bang Theory that has annoyed me for a number of years. So that's why I'm voting for that one.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Let's see. This is from Barbara. Barbara says, all three choices are good. My vote for Soundbite of the Week is number 3, the evangelical version of God's presence. She says, he points out that is present means is present. Jesus is bodily present in the bread and wine, a truth all people need to hear and to believe. You are quite right, Barbara, and thank you for listening and for voting. Marla listens in Massachusetts, way over on the east side of the country. When I was in school for anthropology years ago, Stephen Jay Gould came up with the punctuated equilibrium to explain why there are gaps in the fossil record. Species jumped from one to another. They just couldn't find even one missing link, nothing proving movement from one species to another, and that these so-called scientists have to make up ideas to justify their beliefs should show everyone just how unscientific the theory of evolution really is. Thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening out there in Massachusetts. The winner this week is soundbite number 4. Short, sweet, from Pastor David Peterson, The Defeated Devil.
Well, the most important passage is this Genesis 3:15, and his head is crushed. He wounds the Christ, but he does not win, and ultimately the devil is spent. I like to think of the tempter being tempted. He knows the passages. He knows what the death of Jesus means at some level intellectually, but when he gets a chance to kill God, he can't resist. And he spends everything he has, shoots every arrow, and he is exhausted and dead at the end of it. And Jesus rises up, the victor, the stronger man.
That is the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor David Peterson on The Defeated Devil. Let's see. The LPR bundle package this week is going to go to Scott in Martinsburg, Pennsylvania. Scott, thanks for listening. Thanks for voting. And if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all through this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a financial contribution by check, make that check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online gift at our website, issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus healing a blind man in John chapter 9. It's a very interesting and kind of a drawn-out account and process. We'll find out why Jesus does it that way when we talk with Pastor Tom Baker Monday on Issues Etc. Part of the comfort of the gospel is to know that our enemy is defeated, not just the devil, but even sin and death along with him. He has no power anymore. He has been stripped of his power, destroyed and bound by our Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.